We are Stein Lazoo, Stein Lazoo. Each one has two pairs. We are Shalom Lazoo, Shalom Lazoo. Now, Osam Kudu Lamala, the Kohen didn't ask any question. And he put all 12 birds Lamala, all 12 on top of the Chutas Ikra. So, Nechze Kosher, half of them is Kosher, because half of them are oilers. Or Nechze Apostle, half of them are Apostle. The ones that were supposed to be Chatois, they are Apostle. What's going to be Kudu Lamala? Let's say he put all of them, all 12 birds on the bottom part. Again, Master Kosher, Master Possum. Half that are supposed to be Chatoi is those that are kosher, and half that are supposed to be Possum, half that are supposed to be Oilers are Possum. What's going to be the Chetz in the Mal of Chetz in the Matter? He put half the birds on top and half the birds on the bottom. So now, has Shalomalo Machta Kosher Machta Possum? Because he put six birds on top. So out of those six on top, half of them are kosher. Means three of them are kosher or less. The other three apostles, we have to be afraid, maybe they were chatois. The Shalamata and the birds that they have to put, the six that put on the bottom, most of the same thing. The Nechza Kosher or Nechza Apostle. Half of them are kosher, half of them are apostle. Because you have to be afraid of these gazolis that he made on top from the kingdom, they're all from one Isha. And all the gazolis that he put on the bottom were also from one Isha. And therefore, only three is kosher, three and three. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. That's what's going to be now, Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Let's say, Rochel had one kan, and Leah had two kanim. Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Or else, Pesholosh Lezu. Another Isha had three kanim. And then, Bias Lezu, a fourth Isha had four kanim. A ten. Or else, May Lezu, and a fifth one had 100. So now, and all these birds got mixed up together. And they were all kanstumas, each one of them were mechayev and brought a kanstam, and each one of them was yoledes, and each one brought a kanstam, means one's supposed to be an oiler, one's supposed to be a chatis. And they didn't set aside which one for which, and now all these birds got mixed up together. So again, our Mishnah is not talking about lechatchila, what you should do. That was in the first parak. Here the Mishnah is saying that b'dyeved, if the kohen did it, what's the halacha? So it's like this, let's say Osan Kudu Lamala. Let's say the Kohen did not ask any questions, and he put all the birds, he made all of them like an oiler, all of them, he made the Mitzui Hadam Lamala on top part of the Chutas Ikra. Slacha is Poshid, Nechza Kosher, Nechza Posel. No matter how many birds there are, half of them are kosher. Because in every Khan, one is an oiler. So half of these birds are supposed to be oilers, therefore half of them is kosher. And the other half is Posel. Now, all these Noshim were not Yotze the Chatois. We'll have to bring another, each one of them will have to bring another chatis. What's going to be Kudu Lamata? The Kohen brought all these birds in, 100 of them. He brought all of them Lamata. So Lach was again, Nechza Kosher, half of them are kosher, because half of these birds are chatois. So the one that's supposed to be a chatis is kosher. But a Nechza Posel, half of them is posel, because the one that's supposed to be a Leila were brought on the bottom. So those half are posel. What's going to be if the Kohen did Chetzim Lamala or Chetzim Lamata? He brought half of these birds on top, and half of the birds he brought lamatan. The halacha here is hamaru b'kasha. We go after the lady that has the most amount of kinim. Let's say in this first case, there are the five ladies, the one that had 100, she had the most. So if so, we go din of her. So if the kohen made chatzin lamala v'chatzin lamata, we say that 50 of them is kosher. She is kosher, Reuben kosher. Means she had 100 birds, so she's supposed to have 50 lamala and 50 lamata. So say that's how many is kosher. We go back to her kanim, and therefore what was done lamala, 50 of them is kosher, and what was done lamata, 50 of them is kosher. Even though lamai said there were more than just 100 birds here, but that's locha, you go bo some ruba, because you can't go wrong. Because she for sure, she has 100 birds, so her 100 birds for sure, like, you're allowed to have 50 lamala and 50 lamata. They're all kanstumas. It's only a problem. Maybe some birds got mixed up from other ones. Therefore, they cancel out. And I call upon them ha-mruba, the larger amount, that's kosher. The Mishnah says, this is the general rule over here. That komokom shata yochol achalik. As a kingdom, many times you could divide up these kingdom, these birds. Ula yiyo mishal isha achas. And it won't be considered like from one Isha. Then bein milmala, bein milmata, mechza kosher, or mechza posel. That's in the first case. We have two and two, one and one. So we have an equal amount. Then we always say half is kosher and half is possum. But like the Sefer, but kol mokam sheinat to yochel lechalek et tekinim. But where you can't divide up equally, because it wasn't one and one, but it was one and two and three and five and a hundred. Then achiyu mishal isha achas, as many as the isha one has, that's how many is kosher. Bein mamala bein mamata is hamruva kosher. Even though you put on top and put on bottom, then we go after the isha hamruva. That the one that had the most amount of birds, we say from her birds, half that's lamalis, the ones that lamalis kosher, and the ones lamata is kosher. And we just said if she has 100, then 150 of them is kosher lamala, and 50 of them is kosher lamata. Even though together you had 120 birds, but the other 20 birds, since it comes from the other noshim, were afraid it got mixed up and was put on top for chatois, was put on bottom was oilus. Therefore, it's only kosher of 50, like the shear of the isha that has the meruba. Now, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be chatis lezu v'yod lezu? Means they got mixed up. One isha had a chatis, and one isha had an oilus. It was mefureshes. It was separated first. And now these two got mixed up. V'yod lezu. So the locker is like this. Awesome kum ramala, so we had the first perk, we had that lechil, the mitzvah is tam yamusu. You're not supposed to bring either one of them. Because since you do not know which one is the other, which one is the chatis, you can't bring one on top, one on bottom. So lechil, if we would ask, we would tell them, just let them die. But now this perk is talking about, he didn't ask any questions and he just brought them. So let's say, awesome kum ramali brought both of these birds on top, so then next to kosher, next to possum. Like the one that was an oila, you yotza that. Just the other one, that's a chatis, she's not yotza. So the isha that has her oila, she was yotza her chayv. What's going to be kulon lamata? He brought both birds, the kohen brought both birds lamata. So the same thing, mechsa kosher. The one bird that was the chatis, that one is kosher. But a mechsa posel, the bird that was an oila, that's posel. What's going to be if the kohen brought chetzi lamata and chetzi lamata? He had one on top, one on bottom. Then you're not yotze either one of them. Because we have to be afraid, maybe he brought the oilu lamata, and he brought the chatas lamala, so both of them are psula. Shani yom, because I have a right to be choshet to say, chatas krev lamala, since you don't know which one was which, and you brought one on top and one on bottom, maybe the one on top was the chatas and his psula. The oilu lamata, and the one that was only brought lamata, they'll be possible. So therefore, in this case, we do one on top, one on bottom, both of them are possible. Now, Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be chatis v'oilo ustumo umufreshes? Yeah, the chatis is doing, there are two noshimir, Rochel and Leah. Rochel had one chatis, a vade chatis, v'oilo lezu. And the other one, Leah, she also had one oilo. So Rochel has a chatis and Leah has an oilo. And now, ustumo umufreshes. Means they have another two pairs of birds. The yodlai they have shteyim can't stumah v'kamah freshes. That shakona this they bought b'shutvis. So we're talking about now lemaisa that cases. Let's say Rochel was chayiv to bring a chatis and also a kan and a kan chayva. So she was mechuyev to bring that two chatis and an oila. Then Lei was the same thing. Lei was mechuyev to bring one oila and a kan stumah. So between both of them, they have to bring six birds. And they bought them all b'shutfis. They bought six birds b'shutfis. And they didn't say clearly what's what. So that's the Mitzvah. So that one has to have a chatis, one has to have an oilo. And then ustuma mufreshes. And also it was a kam stuma and a kam mufreshes. I mean, so out of those next two pairs that they bought, one they bought stam, and one they bought mufreshes, they explain clearly that one is the chatis and one is the oila. And now they all got mixed up, so all six birds got mixed up here. So like it like this. Also kunu lamala the kain brought all of them lamalom, mechsa kosher, mechsa posel. Because out of those six birds, three of them are supposed to be oilos. So therefore half is kosher. And mechsa posel, half is posel. Because he brought all of them lamala, and the chatois that brought lamala possum. What if the kohen brought kulu lamata? He brought all six birds lamata on the bottom part of the chuta sikra, the bottom part of the mizbeach. Then the locher is again mechsa kosher, mechsa possum. half of them is the chatois, the three chatois that you're supposed to be brought, those are kosher. But the oilers, those are possible. What's going to be if the kohen brought chetzion lemalo, the chetzion lemato? He brought half of them, three above and three on the bottom. So then ain kosher el estuma. Then the only one that's kosher is just the one pair that they brought the terestuma, that they weren't the farish yet, which one it is. And therefore, with the one they put on top, that becomes an oilo, and the one that was put on bottom, that becomes a chatis. So Mela, only that was yotzo. Vimas chalekas peneim. How do they work out the shutfis? They have to divide up the shutfis between both of them. They divide up the shutfis between them. So now, one second. So the question is, but how do we know which one is the stuma? Like, how do you know to say the stuma yotzo? Maybe the birds that were brought from the Khan stuma were both put on top. So how do you know to say for sure yotzo one oilo and one chatis? Now some of us learned, we're talking about our mission, I think Rashi learned, talking about our mission here, that each Khan by itself was separate. They didn't get mixed up. We just forgot which din each Khan was. But each Khan, each pair was still separate. They didn't get mixed up. So therefore, from each pair, if he brings one on top and one on bottom, so for sure you yotza the Khan stuma. Like the middle pair, which was brought stam, so that has a right, whichever one the Khan brings on top becomes the Eilo. And whichever one he brings on the bottom becomes the chatis. So that kan stuma, that the Mishnah says, that's kosher. Benefam, if the all six would have been mixed up together, and we don't know which one's the stuma, which one's the mufreshes, then it wouldn't help. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you brought both stumois lemala. So you'd only be yotza the oila. And the other way, you have to be afraid, maybe both stumois are put lemata, and then you'd only be yotza the chatis. So that the Mishnah says, for sure you yotza one chatis and one oila, means that all three pairs like, are separate. Just you forgot which one was which, but the three pairs, each two, were separate. Therefore, in Manashach, the one that's a stuma, you bring one on top and one above him, you yotza. That one you yotza with at least. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah, hey, what's going to be chatis shenisarvo b'choivo? Let's say kina choivo, stumais. It means a chatis shenisarvo b'choivo. You had a bird that was set aside to be a chatis, and it got mixed up, b'choivo, got mixed up with stam, a kan stuma. A pair of birds that were bought stam. So locher is, before we had in the Mishnah before, is ein kosher aluminium chatis shebechayva. All you could bring here is chatos as much as you need in the minyan shebechayva. Means in this kan stuma, only one should be brought for chatis. So therefore, all you have to do is just bring one chatis here, that's all. You can't bring any oilis, you can't bring any on top. Because putting one on top, you have to be afraid, maybe that's the chatis that fell in. But a kopon to put on the bottom, that you could do. Because the manashek, whichever bird you take, even if you take one of the birds of the stuma, you can make that into a chatis. So one chatis you're allowed to bring. That's lechatchila. Now, what